Where do you think, Lisa, these two agents are heading?
Well, I think what this argues is that you can reverse acquired trastuzumab resistance using other drugs still targeting the same pathway. But, you know, this is a crowded field. So you have not only these sorts of agents, and interestingly, in these two TDM1 trials, virtually all of these patients had previously been treated with and progressed on Avinca. So there's something going on here about the delivery system.
George, what are your thoughts about these two agents, pertuzumab and T-DM1?
They're both interesting drugs. They both have preclinical rationales, and we now have evidence that both of them have activity in patients who progressed on trastuzumab. So what's not to like? Well, what's not to like, of course, is we don't know who benefits. And that's going to be the real issue going forward, because we now have four HER2-targeting agents, all of which look pretty good. Two of which have passed through phase 3 trials, two of which I'm sure will have phase 3 trials available to us in the not-too-distant future. We have all of the anti-angiogenic agents, which we know can synergize in preclinical models and look like they combine pretty decently in the metastatic setting with HER2-targeting agents. And then we've got other agents that are downstream of the basic HER2 apparatus that will probably be useful for HER2-targeting patients as well. I think the real problem we're going to have is trying to decide who to use these agents in and how to separate the wheat from the chaff in terms of which are the best agents.
Well, they may all be wheat. I mean, that's the problem. It's, you know, we have several agents that combine successfully with each other that all look pretty good, and that's before we even touch other putative targetable molecules that are involved in acquired trastuzumab resistance, like IGF-1R and right. mTOR pathway and all right. sorts of
But you know, of the bunch, to me, the TDM1 is most interesting in regards to how resistance, I mean, it seems like the other drugs are working through biological mechanisms by prohibiting HER2 or growth factor signaling. TDM1 goes back to the old days when antibodies were first developed in hopes that they would be secret missiles that would deliver therapy. And basically, it's Herceptin, trastuzumab, bound to maytansine. And those of us who are old enough to remember the phase 1 and 2 trials with maytansine, this drug could not be given. It is unbelievably toxic. But it's one of the best-looking chemotherapeutic agents in the NCI cell line screen that we've ever seen. And so the company, I sound like a shill for the company, I'm not, but I've talked to the scientists put this together. They spent a lot of time figuring out how to get maytansine hooked to trastuzumab so it doesn't come off in the circulation, it doesn't come off in the liver, and it does get internalized. And then if we go back to what's the resistance of at least to trastuzumab, it doesn't look like a mechanism of resistance very often is loss of HER2 on the cell surface. It looks like it's probably loss of the signaling mechanism or crosstalk. So that means that the antigen is still there, and now the antibody is just working as a delivery system. It's not working as a biological system. So that means you're getting to this cell in a way that's completely different than the way trastuzumab itself works, or pertuzumab or lapatinib. And I think this drug really looks interesting. And these response rates, 50% response rates in really heavily pretreated patients with almost no toxicity, are pretty exciting. I believe this is a drug, personally.